And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage.
She.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers on 2020. A symbol. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the bonus. Unruly Cousins are taking over.
Period.
Let's start with the NAACP. Then we'll talk about Angels taking over on Paradise. Oh, then we'll talk a little bit about the documentary. Were you able to watch?
I did.
All right. And then for the main, we'll talk about main stuff. And I'll set that up then. Unruly Cousins, NAACP Image Awards, hosting the Creative Honors, which is their right under the main show.
Yeah.
So right basically... Imagine how the Grammys have a pre-show, essentially, because all the main awards are not televised on the Grammys. Bless you. The Creative Honors is that same thing. Because the NAACP has TV, film, and music on the main show, the Creative Honors is heavily into TV and film. There is no music. The NAACP Image Awards doesn't have as many music categories as other awards. They only have a few.
They only have a few, and we do those on the virtual show.
Yeah. Yes. Also, there's a virtual show, which Angel also hosted. So we're right under the main show. We keep going. And next, we're on the cash register, and that's where the big bucks start rolling in. Angel, I want to see. You can spoil. We were supposed to watch all three, so we can talk about all three. I didn't get a chance to watch all three, but the rule was all three, so we can talk about all three. I'll catch up later.
So we're going to talk about NAACP first.
First, yeah. I want to know your thoughts. Angel is fresh in her makeup. Still, Angel, it was your big day. Let me hear what you thought.
Before that, I saw Angel on Don Lemon's feed.
I was like, what am I doing on Don Lemon?
At first, I was like, what happened?
I was so confused too.
Announcing him win?
Yes, I was like,
oh, was somebody from his team there?
Huh?
Was somebody from his team there?
No. Not that win. Not the win from last night. Don Lemon won 4 NAACP Image Awards.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he won 2. In the virtual awards.
Oh.
And then 2 in person.
I didn't know that.
So he posted me doing his category online.
The first frame was Angel's face, and that's why I was like, oh my God.
Is it because he got arrested? You think he won so much?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, not that Don Lemon doesn't do a great job.
But
he's not beloved.
He's been doing a lot the last couple of years.
Yeah, he has. But I think getting arrested might be like, I'm voting for Don because he was with us.
I told Scott that.
Mm.
I said, congratulations on your nominations. He was like, it was just nominations this year. I said, oh, well, you would have won had Don not got arrested. And his friend, Marvin, he said, see, did not tell you the same thing. I said, that's not even shade towards him. I said, the type of momentum you had going into your show and how it's kept momentum, there's honestly no reason you should have lost. I said, however, Don being arrested doing his job as a journalist for something that needs to be covered.
Narratives matter in award shows.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
In NAACP award shows as well.
That's why Jamie Lee Curtis is getting a We Owe You Something from Hollywood Oscar, and we're like, we are like, what? Why do you owe her anything? Leonardo DiCaprio, Tony believes this, and I really can't argue him. He believes that Whoopi won for Ghost because they felt like she really should have won for Color Purple.
Same with Denzel.
Denzel, same thing. Leonardo DiCaprio, The Revenant, which was to me not his.
It was the movie sucked.
The movie sucked, and it was not even his best performance.
All he did was act cold, and it was cold, so he wasn't acting.
But the natural light. And also, man, I didn't know. Angel put me onto this. She said, Kev, you got to understand. Actually, Angel and Tony. These are campaigns.
Yes.
You got to go. They're Grammys. You got to go to the events. There's an episode of The Studio on this where Zoe Kravitz is like, he's like, you said you didn't care about the award. She's like, yes, because that's what you have to say to win the award.
Right.
You think I don't care? I've been to 300 parties this award season. Of course I care.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Angel.
But I did. Again, no shade to Don Lemon. I did tell Scott that to his face. I said, you definitely would have won. Had one of the people I was competing against lost a family member or something like horrific happened, one margarita would have went right into the trash. It was, you know, I would not have won anything. So, yes, it was was so funny is when they asked me, I was in the middle of shooting the virtual awards with Cleo Thomas. Shout out to him. Love him. And they were like, we need to ask you something. And I was like, what did I do? And then they were like, they sent me a text. And they were like, would you, are you? And I was like, yeah. They were like, if Kevin.
The text said, would you want to host a Creative Honors?
Right. And they said, with Kevin. And they were like, if Kevin's not available, we'll have Jay Ellis do it with you. And I was like, that's an interesting pairing.
Jay Ellis?
Yeah. And me, like, we've met, we've talked.
But the energy, the contrast in chemistry between you and Jay Ellis, not between them two, but either or, would have been completely different.
It would have been, and I still would have did, I would have done fine, but no, I was just like, angel. This is a strange, like, or this man. Uh-huh. I just was just like, okay.
What I'm hearing is Jay Ellis was second.
That's kind of what I heard, too.
Yeah, it was. They said, if Kevin is not available.
Offer only is what they told me.
I did not think you would be available. I was like, well, I guess I'll be with Jay Ellis.
Well, they came to me and they said, would you like to host the Creative Honors with Angel? And I was like, with Angel?
Yeah, because I'd already said yes. I was like, yeah, I'll do it.
I said, Angel's in? They're like, Angel's in? I was like, hell yeah! Angel's going to be out there? Because when they asked me and they said you were already in, I was like, oh,
barely
this has become the easiest thing I will ever host in my natural born life. Me and Angel had our own personal image award. Yes. We was backstage making jokes to each other.
Yes.
I kept doing this joke in rehearsal because my first thing on my teleprompter was ad-libs. Ad-libs to set the mood.
And that's all you need, baby. Just give me a runway.
So I went out there. Every time we did the rehearsal, I said, ad-libs to set the mood. Welcome to you, the 57th annual, whatever my first line was. Angel thought it was hilarious. When we did the little table read, the producer and the director thought it was hilarious. When I went over it with the teleprompter lady, because they were like, you got to rehearse with them to make sure they get the speed. She thought it was funny. I was like, Angel, I think I'm just going to say it.
I was like, please.
She was like, say it. It'll be funny. I went out there and I said, ad libs to set the mood. People laughed.
It was funny.
Me and Angel, we did there was a joke that was pre-written. And it was like something like y'all got a lot of names on y'all, Nigerian names and stuff like that. And I was like, I don't really want to say Nigerian names.
Right.
Har, har. That's just not a joke I want to make. So I was back there with Angel like, Angel, what if I go, y'all got some names on y'all. Charlotte McGain, dog on. So I said that. Angel cracking up on stage. Liz, I can hear Liz laughing because that's one of our favorite jokes too. So yeah,
there were people walking in front of the teleprompter at the end. We were like,
gosh. Angel, like, and I'm like, hey, y'all, y'all block because they like this is a teleprompter and the words, you know, come like this.
Yeah,
these people was like ready to go. Yeah, so I said, hey, y'all, we ain't done yet.
I said, your daddy ain't a glassmaker now. You got to move.
Y'all get out the way of the teleprompter. And those rooms are very hard to host in because they are very stuffy. Angel put me on to something. She was like, Kev, these people don't really, really want to be here.
Kevin anywhere. Didn't want to. Kev, you were ready to go.
That was, was that Patty who couldn't read the lines?
Yes. I said I feel like Patti LaBelle.
Oh, perfect.
Where's my background singer?
I can't see the teleprompter. That's what I to finish the story, they asked me, even though it says, will you host the Creative Honors, my head said, they're asking me to host the nominee luncheon.
Again.
Totally different sentence. Like,
what's down there that they're going to throw me
I in? Thought I was going to be hosting the thing that Nina and you hosted the year I was nominated. And I was like, oh, yeah, simple. People eating food, telling people, come up, you get your certificate. It wasn't until Denora was like, I didn't get to ask to do the voice of God this year. And I was like, they got a whole different production team. Yeah, she was like, I didn't even know. She said, but they did invite me to the luncheon. And I was like, you should go. You should network. And she was like, okay, I will. And I was like, I'm hosting the luncheon. And she was like, okay. She calls me on Saturday, on a Saturday. She was like, hey, I'm headed down to the luncheon. Are you already there? I am literally feeding the homeless and the food insecure. I'm literally doing community service, looking a mess. And I said, girl, no, what are you talking about? She's like, it's today. And I was like, did I forget to be hosting today? And then I realized, I went back to the text. I said, They asked me to host a big award show.
How you didn't know is beyond me.
Because I did not think they would have asked me to do that. They had Lil Rel do it. They had Sherry Shepherd to do it.
Why wouldn't they ask you?
Well, no, they should have been to ask me, but that's just not seeming to be. Let me tell you about black people. There is such a beholdenness to movie stars and to television stars. And even though I've worked in TV and on movies, because most people see me just as a content creator, there is a different tier that they put me on that most would see as undeserving to have the big stage.
Okay.
So in my, and especially with black people. Not to say white folk don't do it, but I deal with the black folk.
We deal with the black.
I mean, like, I couldn't even get on the carpet the year I won my award.
At the, at which one? Which
the televised one. I had just won at the dinner.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So the televised awards were the next. Now, mind you, people in my category that did not win got on the carpet.
I had to scratch and claw to get on that year, too. They're like, are we a different team was producing it, and they was acting like.
Who are you? You're not important. So I'm used
luckily to, a Kevin Sage fan is the reason I got on.
Well, praise God. I couldn't even get to the carpet. Security turned me around before I could get to the carpet.
Dang.
So I am used to that type of energy when dealing with black folk, not specifically always the NAACP, but just black productions in general.
Mm.
So I just was like, oh, yeah, they'll save this one thing for an influencer. But like they're going to want somebody who's from television or at least movies to do. The big show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like the tide is turning because so many people on television and film are having to, they're having to press record on their phone.
Come right over to where we've been.
They are like, the money not coming. So how do I monetize this?
The water's warm. You've seen all kind of podcasts get started.
Oh, absolutely.
All kinds of people starting YouTube channels, Patreons, stuff we've been telling y'all.
Yeah.
Because we've been over here. Because we couldn't get over there and get that bread.
Could not.
Not consistently. But I agree with you. People are starting to, because the stars, they know us because they consume our content often more than other content. Because you on set, you can't watch a full TV show,
no.
But you can scroll the gram and watch Angel do a little challenge with Marcus or Marcus versus Castle Attorney at Law. That's my favorite show going right now. I love Paradise and Marcus versus Castle Attorney at Law.
Castle keeps fucking up. So there'll be many more episodes.
Castle is might be the best piece of content y'all could have had outside of having another baby. Uh-huh. The dog bit the window out of his house.
Yes, that's the type of stuff he
and
do.
And then went down like, now I'm going to just get on the
ground. I'm in trouble. We can't even have cushions on our furniture house. They are all of our cushions are locked away because we know his black ass is going to do something stupid and I'm going to want to whoop him, but I'm not. So yeah, being asked was a delightful surprise. And the fact of the matter is there was not one nervous bone in my body.
Nerves are gone for me too. Part of it is hosting with you. Part of it is I told Melissa I'll never be as nervous as I was during ABFF. And there was all kind of stars in there too.
I admit it to Kevin. Once I watched that clip that you posted or ABFF posted, and I think you collaborated on it, of him hosting, I was like, oh, I see why you would be nervous.
Yes.
That's why.
Y'all was trying to make it seem like, Kev, you did the nigga. And you could see the difference. Also, what helped my nerves last night, I could not see a person.
You don't know who is who.
I literally, part of my prompter, the first bit was go out, pick people out in the audience. Uh-huh. See, at ABFF.
You stared the rock in the eyes.
Well, I know who they're honoring. So you know who's going
to
be there. At that award show, you don't,
tell
this is an award. An honoring is, we are honoring Angel. Angel is coming.
Yes.
She is confirmed.
Yeah. Oh, got it.
NAACP, you don't, they know who they invited.
Not, but they also, right. Not
you don't know who might come. And you don't know even if they do come, what time they arrive. We go out there. I can see Wendell Pierce clearly. Mm-hmm. This is like the first row of tables were bright.
Yeah.
The rest might as well be like this. So I'm like, I literally can't see any celebrities. So I just said, I knew I wanted to shout out Joshua Neal, so I shouted him out. But I was like, all right, y'all, Joshua Neal, he up next. Because I couldn't see another celebrity. Coleman Domingo there, Jeffrey Wright.
Jeffrey Wright was there?
Jeffrey Wright was right there.
I know.
And I pointed it out to her. Angel didn't see him.
I did. I didn't at first. And then I saw him. And I wanted to go up and say something to him. But at first, I needed to apologize to Aisha Hines for calling her Aisha Tyler. And I did.
You were able to?
Oh, yeah, backstage. I said, charge it to my mind and not my heart. I said, I called you Aisha Tyler. She said, yeah. And I thought, oh, she's here.
Mind you, Aisha Hines is bald.
But and I saw her immediately. I was like, my girl, me and Aisha know each other.
No, you ain't even tell the funny part of the story. Angel came back. She said, I saw Aisha Tyler. I told her congratulations. I said, Aisha Hines? She said, oh.
And I was so mad because it was in the script. Pick out people in the audience and say, we see you. And already I thought, this is a bad idea. I don't know names well.
Sure enough.
And I said, I even told him, I said, I might just call them by their show name. I might just be like, hey, 911, but I can't do that to Aisha. I know her.
Yes.
If it was like a Jeff, well, and I know Jeffrey Wright, but like Wendell Pierce, I've been like, the levee's broke. I see you.
Damn.
You take it all the way back.
The Wire.
The Wire.
Yeah.
I see you, Wendell, even though I know his name too. But anyway.
Yeah. I got your point, Angel.
I was like.
If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon. If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon.